on 107.2 FM.
And online at juicebrighton.com.
This is Brighton's Juice.
I'm Andrea Fox with the latest from central Brighton. London was subjected to more violence overnight as there are fears the rioting could spread. Worst hit was Clapham Junction High Street, where rioters smashed windows and set fire to cars. But a new picture is emerging this afternoon as locals have been heading out with brooms to clear up the broken glass and reclaim their streets. Brighton resident Daniel Hill travelled to help the clean-up.
There's glass everywhere. Almost every shop has had its windows smashed in. You know, they've burnt shops down. Debenhams was completely ransacked. They've just gone in there, hundreds of people, last night, and have literally just ransacked the whole of Debenhams. I'm standing outside TK Maxx at the moment. They've smashed the window. They've tried to get in and nick all loads of handbags and stuff, and it's just crazy, really.
Police forensic teams are searching two former Brighton homes of serial killer Peter Tobin. A garden at a property in Station Road in Portslade and one on Marine Parade are being investigated. Tobin's currently serving three life sentences. The former church handyman was convicted of murdering Angelica Klook in 2007 and then found guilty of killing Vicky Hamilton and Deanna McNichol, who were found buried at his former home in Margate. Detectives will be using expert archaeologists and radar equipment to discover any other hidden remains. Brighton has gone green. The Labour seat of Brighton Pavilion has now gone to the Greens. Hove and Brighton Kemptown are Conservative. It means Caroline Lucas is now the UK's first Green MP. Lucas says the result isn't just a Labour backlash.
People have seen Green councillors in action here in Brighton and Hove for many years now. They've seen Green policies. They like them. They want more of them. I think they are indeed very disillusioned with the other parties, which increasingly seem ever more similar. I think they recognise the Greens offer a fresh approach.
Caroline Lucas added her biggest priority for the city is better affordable housing.
Whether that means better in terms of less fuel inefficient, better in terms of having private landlords with better standards. So I think that whole issue of housing is going to be very high on our list of priorities.
Schools out. Striking teachers have forced at least the part closure of 50 schools in the city today. The walkouts affecting the whole of the UK has meant many working parents will be taking a day off to look after their kids. Joint action from teaching union was called after changes to pensions. Unions say public sector workers will have to pay more into their pensions, work longer and retire on less. This striking Brighton secondary school teacher, who didn't want to be named, says she won't be joining today's march through the city at midday.
I'm not going on the march because I do feel like there are other people who don't have unions behind them who are struggling, particularly when it comes to organising an effective pension. So I won't be marching for that reason, but I definitely will be going on strike to make a point to the current government.
Thousands of tired runners completed Brighton.